Morning, Greg. Listen, I'm not happy with the package as announced yesterday. I agree with John that it was inevitable that something was going to happen and funding was the deal was going to have to be done because RTE is practically broke. We know that for some time. But you will know from our previous conversations, Greg, that I had in mind a format which would be principally the television license going to news and current affairs, not just in RTE, but in TV3, in all independent Virgin Media and all independent radio stations around the country. And then it was my view that the other aspects of RTE programming should be split up, and drama and areas like that in particular should be covered by the commercial advertising. Remember, RTE can still take advertising with this package, I presume, over the coming years. They're not going to stop taking ads and sponsorship as well as this government top-up. So now they've got three forms of funding. In the past, you could say they had two main forms of funding. Now they have three forms of funding. I don't think it adds up. I don't think it's fair, to be honest about it. I do think RTE deserved the license fee money for one particular reason, news and current affairs,